Hello and welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, the 9th of February 2015. I'm Jeremy Deeves, financial planner with over 25 years' experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and founder of Planning for Life and Living Money. And each month I take as a theme a stage of my program for developing a life and a financial plan. And this month, February, we are focusing on the last stage, enlightenment, or executing your plan. And this is all about actually putting the plan into practice. And it's here we can stumble across roadblocks of all types, and ones relating to our attitudes to money in particular. So I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Julie Furbin, a financial coach who specializes in helping people to understand their financial personalities and their impact on their financial decisions. So Julie, welcome. And let me start by asking you why it's so important to understand your financial personality.
I think when you understand your financial personality is a you're looking at a glimpse into yourself. It's a starting point. And there's habits that are formed that create our personality. And when we can see the habits that are there, we have a place to move forward to learn how to change our habits.
Oh, now, it's interesting that you talk about habits, because that's something that I really like to hone in on when I'm financial planning with clients. Habits, we just tend to sort of become so used to them that we just ignore them and accept them for what they are, even if they're bad habits.
I don't know that I would label them bad habits. We all have our moments, don't we?
True.
But it's about learning from those habits and growing from them. Maybe I could use an example, somebody that's a spender and maybe spends to fill up some other void that's in their life. And when they become aware that that's why they're spending, they can make different decisions that maybe will improve their financial life, set them off on a different track.
Okay, yeah, I know, I understand that. That really gels with the way I like to work as well. Before we go on to discuss the personalities, how did you become interested in this area? So what's your background?
Oh, what is my background? I'm a US-trained financial advisor. Moved to the UK, how many years ago was it now? 6 years ago. And didn't want to follow the traditional route of being a financial advisor in the UK, so started exploring other options. And what I discovered was I was really interested in kind of the psychology of money, what makes us tick, not so much the numbers behind financial planning, but the personalities of my clients, and helping them look a little bit deeper at who they are and making decisions from more of an emotional point of view rather than just the black and white number point of view. The interaction with clients, I think, is what's driven me to do what I do.
Yeah, sure. And in many ways, I find it really the most interesting part of helping clients is helping them to understand their personalities and what makes them tick and what prevents them from doing what they really want to do.
Absolutely.
Julie, let's just crack on. I think you identified five financial personalities. Could you describe them to me?
Yes, absolutely. The first one is the saver. So this one's maybe a little bit obvious. It's the person that likes to save. They follow a budget, they have a bank account, and they regularly contribute to that. They're aware of where their money is going. Uh-huh. A spender, again, probably very identifiable, somebody who likes to spend. Maybe for recognition, it's a way of feeling gratified. Somebody that's a spender maybe is a big gift giver.
So there's a certain amount of ego there. It's ego driven money financial behavior rather than financial driven financial behavior, if you want.
Yes, I would say that's true.
Okay.
There's somebody that's a spender to the extreme probably is unhappy in other parts of their lives, and they're using spending to fill that. We've all heard the term retail therapy.
Yeah.
That goes along with the spender.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
The third type is the money monk, and this is maybe somebody who's afraid to have money. They're very empathetic, maybe knowing there are so many people in the world that have far less than they do, so have difficulty holding on to money, feeling that somebody else deserves it more than they do, often give to charity and are very generous in with their finances to the detriment of themselves.
Okay.
The avoider, I think we all know lots of avoiders.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The person who doesn't open the statement when it comes through the mail slot, just does not want to think about money. You can, as somebody who talks freely about money, I've often been at dinner parties and such, and will bring up a financial topic, and they're the people that immediately change the topic because they're not comfortable talking about money.
Yeah.
And then last but not least is the aficionado. And this is the person that really gets money. They understand the role that money plays in their lives. They save efficiently, potentially have passive income that's working for them. They've defined a goal. I think that's probably the biggest difference between all of these, is the aficionado has a goal and is moving forward in their financial life to reach whatever their financial destination is. Truth be told, we all probably have a little bit of each of these in us. Even the aficionado probably at times has a little retail therapy or saves to an extreme. Anyway, I think it's a real mix. It's truly how all of us are.
Yes.
And the goal being the aficionado that really handles money well and enjoys learning about money.
And I think a lot of people are actually very afraid of money, aren't they? And really don't like to deal with money.
Yeah, I think the first four personalities do have a fear of money. It's manifesting in different ways.
Yeah. And so moving across from those first four personalities to the aficionado, presumably that's what you're trying to help your clients achieve.
Absolutely. It's the peace of mind that comes with being willing to learn more about money, being in control of your money. A saver might be in control of their money, but maybe to an extreme from the standpoint that they don't comfortably just share the bill if they're out for a meal. It's dividing it right down to the penny.
Yeah, sure.
Or missing out on some of the pleasures in life because they save too much.
Yeah.
So again, it's... and the same thing with a spender. Somebody maybe is too generous. Maybe too generous is the wrong term. We all want to be generous, but somebody that overgives. So the aficionado takes those to a very balanced place.
Yeah.
And that ultimately is the goal, to take each of these characteristics in a very balanced way.
And so once you've worked out what your personality is or what your mix of personalities is, and how does that help you? How do you start moving to a better place, assuming that you're not in the best place already?
Sometimes it's an aha moment
when
we have these discussions. It triggers a memory, maybe from long ago, that's influencing a financial decision. Maybe parents were savers or spenders or money monks or avoiders, and those patterns have been repeated. And until we have those discussions, it opens the opportunity for a client to say, oh my goodness, I'm just like my mother, just like my father. What can I do differently?
Yeah.
So it becomes the starting point. And just by realizing some of these things, it becomes an emotional release. And I think clients then have the permission to say, I want to do things differently. It's an amazing moment because it becomes freeing when there's more understanding about who we are.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose in the past I've concentrated as much on getting people to understand their financial situation and slightly less on understanding their own personalities, if you want. But I think, as you say, it is terribly important to do that. And I think it's great that you're going down this route. Julie, tell me, how can listeners get to know their own financial personalities? And I suppose, ultimately, how can they get in touch with you, possibly as a way of learning how to find out about their own financial personalities?
Certainly. They can go to my website. It's juliethemoneycoach.com. And there's a free download about these personality types. The five money personalities, and they could have a good read and see who they are. If they'd love to give me a call, my number is on my website as well. Be happy to get in touch.
Sure.
To start the conversation, I think that's the first piece, is being willing to talk about money. The money conversation isn't always easy, but that's what I do. I love to talk about money. My website is certainly the easiest way to get in touch.
Great. And I think we both agree from all our work with clients in the past that actually taking that first step is the most difficult. But once you start on that first step, you're actually on the road to freedom. You're on the road to peace of mind. You're on the road to much less worry.
Absolutely. I often say to clients when they come through the door, thank you for being here. And I recognize that bravery.
Yeah.
Because when you're just learning about your money personality, it can be very frightening. But
yeah,
that first step is difficult and well worth it.
Julie, that's great. Thank you very, very much for being here today. That's been a really interesting conversation. As I say, if you want to get
Thank you for having me, Jeremy.
Pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to catch up.
Pleasure. Get in touch with Julie. Julie@juliethemoneycoach.com. Before I go, a quick reminder about what I do. I'm known by my advised clients as the planner who puts the life back into money. And my mission is to leave my clients feeling liberated. I want them to get on the freedom trend. So if you want to transform your life and finances, start by joining the Living Money community. Go to our website, www.living-money.com, and become a fledgling member to get access to a range of resources to help you plan your life and money. Well, that's it from me for this week. Until next week, stay well and go well.